Hi, Yael. Mind if I join you for lunch?
Grab a seat.
I see you're eating a conventional meal of a banana, sandwich, and some vegetables.
I guess you could call it conventional. What are you eating?
I've got a 2-liter bottle of Thirst Buster sports drink and a vitamin. It's my new high-tech diet.
I don't get it.
I learned that a high-sodium diet might cause high blood pressure and that it's important to balance sodium in your diet with potassium. Potassium helps the body get rid of extra sodium and also helps to maintain water balance. Plus, a study suggests that eating a diet high in potassium can help prevent strokes.
That makes sense, but how does it explain your liquid and vitamin lunch?
I figure that since my diet used to be so high in salt, I'll make up for it now by eating lots of potassium, like this sports drink and potassium supplement pill.
What makes you think sports drinks are high in potassium?
Commercials, Yael. Haven't you seen the one where a guy gulps down a Thirst Buster and then an image shows all the nutrients and stuff flowing through his body? There's potassium in there. See, it says so right here in the list of ingredients.
I can see that, but sports drinks are a pretty poor source of potassium, even if you exercise a lot. And supplements are no substitute for real food. Frankly, your lunch isn't very nutritious. If you need more potassium, eat fresh fruits and vegetables and drink milk.
Okay, fine. There goes my brilliant high-tech diet idea.
Here, have a banana.
Thanks.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Alice Fly in Applied Health Science. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.